The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good afternoon and welcome once again to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And once again, I'm here on this beautiful Friday afternoon live here at WTBQ. So you can always give us a call at 845-651-1110. And like I always mention, I love to drive into the village of Warwick. Today, I have Deb Badansky with me. She is from the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. Welcome, Deb.
Thank you so much. And I agree. It was a gorgeous drive out here. And I love being down here in Warwick as well.
It is a beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're supposed to have a nice weekend, except for like I just heard the weather, right? Sunday. But, whatever. I'll take it. Saturday works for me. And today is actually absolutely gorgeous out there. We're going to get into the whole thing with Girl Scouts. But first, I'm going to mention a couple things and get that chamber business out of the way so that we can just talk for the rest of this show about what you do with the Girl Scouts. So first, I want to let everybody know tomorrow, Saturday, we have the Chambers Expo. This one is the B2C Expo, Business to Consumer Expo, and we're doing it at the Galleria Crystal Run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yep.
At the center court. Are you going to be there?
Yes,
guys are all setting
will.
Up?
We will have a booth.
Oh, beautiful. Well, welcome to the expo. So we welcome everyone to join us at the expo. Actually, I have to go there tonight at 9 o'clock at night to set up the tables. Yes, to set up the tables. Yeah, I told my kids. They're like, great, we'll go to round one. I also want to remind everyone that at the Chamber, we constantly have ribbon cuttings for our new members that join. So I want to kind of give a little information on the ones that are coming up. On November 2nd, we welcome First Steps Early Learning Center, Daycare, and Academy. They're located in Middletown on Dulcet Avenue. We're doing their ribbon cutting at 1 p.m. Everyone is welcome to join us and help welcome them into the Chamber family and into the community. We also have a ribbon cutting for Rhema Family Center on November 7th at 4 p.m. And they're located in New Windsor. That is a non-denominational church that focuses on family. I wrote an article on them at the last Business Watch. So if you want to know more about Rhema Family Center, go into their website or read the article that I wrote on our Business Watch. And FYI, our next Business Watch will be coming out soon. I'm excited to get that done and out to everyone. And one of the other things I want to mention, and I'm going to mention it every single Saturday that I'm here because I'm super excited, Costa Rica. I want everybody to discover and explore Costa Rica with the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and we have teamed up with Chamber Discoveries. This is going to be a 9-day journey to paradise. It's going to be March 18th, 2018, and I am so excited to get this done. This is going to be if we get to go. This will be my second time going to Costa Rica. I absolutely loved it. So the highlights include round trip scheduled airfare. You're going to have 8 nights accommodation. They're taking you all over the place to San Jose, to Arenal, to Monteverde, Guanacaste, all these beautiful places in Costa Rica. And if you've never been there before, this is a once in a lifetime kind of event. I implore you, do not miss this. Give me a call at 845-457-9700 or send me an email at barbaram@orangeny.com if you're interested in learning more about Costa Rica. You can also go for more information on our website at orangeny.com. So, Deb, welcome.
Thank you. And just as a quick segue, yes. We actually took a group of girls last year to Costa Rica.
Oh, you see
and
that?
And they still are buzzing about what a wonderful trip that was mm-hmm. and how much they learned. They were in the rainforest and
yes.
they were around visiting several of the areas as well. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely will.
I'm still talking about it. I went about it 3 years ago mm-hmm. and I have to tell you, it blew my mind, the rainforest, the Nicoya Peninsula, Montezuma has wonderful, wonderful surfing for those surfers out there, but the flowers are huge.
Right.
They're like flowers on steroid. And the way we see squirrel and deer is the way they see toucans and macaws and howler monkeys. It was something out of Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
And I
know. The girls absolutely loved that trip.
Costa Rica, March 2018.
That was their big one.
If you're planning to take a trip for 2018 and Christmas is right around the corner and you want to, give somebody a hint, this is it. Take this trip to Costa Rica. Come with me. So, Deb, Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts.
I have to admit something. I'm going to make a confession here for everybody to know. Everybody talks about being a Girl Scout. I was never a Girl Scout. I always feel like I missed out on something.
You know what? We can still bring you in as an adult. And you would absolutely love it.
Yes.
You would. So for me, this is a new role for me in terms of taking over the position as Director of Development with Girl Scouts. But as I started to share with you earlier, it's really not a new world for me. My daughters were both in Girl Scouts. I served as their troop leader for over 12 years. And as many of our adult volunteers understand and know, we don't necessarily volunteer for one job. You just keep taking on more and more. So I began to help out with our service unit, and I did recruiting with our service unit. Then I went on also to become a trainer through Girl Scouts and American Red Cross. So all wonderful experiences that I loved and that my girls as well really thrived in their years as Girl Scouts. I was also able to serve on the board of directors for what was first known as what we call a legacy council. That was Sarah Wells' Girl Scout Council that served Orange, Sullivan, and a little bit of Pike County as well. And then in 2007, those five councils in the Hudson Valley merged, and we became Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. So as we've seen with many, many of the nonprofits and other business organizations, they realized that in order to be successful and to continue to serve their mission, they needed to be a more efficient organization. Mm-hmm. So today we serve seven counties. We're thrilled to do that in the Hudson Valley. And we're just so happy to be able to continue to serve all of the girls. We today, actually in Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson, serve over 28,000 girls last year. Mm-hmm. In various programs and activities. And we had just under 12,000 adults registered and supporting those girls in those activities. So it's a lot of activity that's going on, but it's all wonderful programming.
And such a program that instills empowerment in young ladies and girls.
Absolutely. We call it now the GIRL agenda.
Okay.
Go-getters, innovators, risk-takers, leaders.
That's right.
And what we do through our program and our troops is create an environment in which the girls feel comfortable and are empowered to take risks, to learn how to become and build out those traits and those leadership skills within themselves that are already there, but we need to give them the confidence to try and to experience and to build those skills out so that they become phenomenal leaders.
You know, I also like that the fact that something like this creates an environment where girls support girls, women, and, you know, they support each other. You learn that from a very young age to have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
And working together and building each other up. And
it's a sisterhood.
It is.
At the end of the day, it's a sisterhood. And what's interesting now is as I talk and engage with more and more of our adults, and I say to them, you know, that this is my role with Girl Scouting, whatever, several of them will say, oh, I was a Girl Scout. And I always laugh and I say, then you still are a Girl Scout.
Right.
Because those traits, those experiences that we shared are still part of us. And it's still part of what makes us successful today as adults.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look back at the various successful women today, check out how many of them have been Girl Scouts,
right?
And had Girl Scouting in their background. So it's clearly demonstrated throughout our culture that the program and the way it's developed and designed, it's girl-led, it's girl-initiated, and it's a girl-only gendered environment. They succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And as they move into adulthood, they become very strong leaders in our communities.
That's fantastic. And I really do like the mission behind that. You know, like I confessed earlier before, I've never been a Girl Scout. And so, but it's true. Everyone that you ask, I almost feel like the, you know, the one in 10 or, you know, 9 out of 10 women are Girl Scouts. And I'm like, I'm the one that wasn't in there. But I will say that in 2014, I was honored by the YWCA and the Girl Scouts.
In tribute.
So I'm a Women of Tribute sister. I am in the sisterhood.
Yes, you are.
of Women of Achievement from 2014. And mm-hmm. even still to this day, I got it with Melissa McCoy and Jean Sexton and Inaudi Esposito.
And that, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I was a few years before that.
And I have to tell you, every time we see each other, of course, we have to get a picture or a selfie and we post it and we go, we are the sisters in achievement, because mm-hmm. it stays with you. It you just kind of become part of something bigger than yourself when you get recognized for mm-hmm. something like that. So it was a great honor to be honored in that way.
Yes. We had last year over 285 girls who were able to earn their silver award mm-hmm. and 101 girls who earned their gold award.
Wow.
And those gold award Girl Scouts, I mean, that is like the top award. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were able to attend the tribute this past year, but the Young Woman of Achievement, who is there, Elizabeth Klosky, is a gold award Girl Scout. And she actually went on this past October at our national convention for Girl Scouting mm-hmm. and was honored as National Woman of Young Distinction. I mean, that's huge.
Amazing.
There's
it's
only
huge.
10 that Girl Scouts awards in the country.
Wow.
And she was one.
That's fabulous. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk more about Girl Scouts. Stay with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Great-great-grandfather didn't have electricity for most of his furniture-making years, so I know he never dreamed of combining electricity and furniture. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie. Today, I'm emphasizing the benefits and comfort of combining electricity and furniture in reclining sofas, chairs, and sectionals, as well as in adjustable beds. Every piece has countless positions to explore as you search for the gratification of finding your perfect zone. For the ultimate in cozy, caressing comfort, come to Millspaugh Furniture to experience the advantages for sitting, lying down, watching TV, relaxing, and sleeping. Millspaugh Furniture is always focused on the non-disposable story, so you can be assured that your luxurious electrical experience will be enjoyed by you and your family for years to come. Combine comfort with confidence at Millspaugh Furniture now and luxuriate in a new world of coziness. That's Millspaugh Furniture, where we've been offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
Mountain Creek introduces Indiana Jones in your backyard. Tree Escape, their new aerial adventure park and ropes course. There are 10 unique rope courses that guarantee exhilarating outdoor adventures for children and adults. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring your coworkers and bond, or bring the love of your life. For more information, visit mountaincreek.com. In the meantime, check out Wacky Jackie's video update at treeescapemc.com. Now you're done with the rope adventure and want the thrill of a hole-in-one? Walk over to Mountain Creek's newly designed golf course, Great Gorge. Mountain Creek's delighted to offer three incredible George Fazio-designed nine-hole courses. Need golf goodies? Then head over to the Great Gorge Golf Shop, where you'll find classic men and women's apparel and accessories, as well as golf clubs and all those gotta-have things you never knew you needed. To learn more about Great Gorge's courses, the golf clubhouse and restaurant and bar, and other resort adventures, including the famous water park, head over to greatgorgemc.com or mountaincreek.com.
Warwick Press is your full-service digital print shop. When it has to look its best, trust Warwick Press with your business cards, newsletters, letterheads, event calendars, and more. They can gloss UV coat your project, do spiral and saddle stitch binding, and lamination, too. Let Warwick Press do your posters and banners, trade show graphics, and displays. Warwick Press, 33 South Street. All major credit cards accepted. Call 986-9846. That's 986-9846.
This is Zach Crux, sports director for WTBQ. Tune in every weekday morning to the Frank Truatt Morning Show to get the latest news, scores, and info about your favorite teams and players. That's every Monday through Friday on the Frank Truatt Morning Show, right here on WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I want to remind everyone we are live, so if you want to give us a call at 845-651-1110, we'd be happy to take your call. I've been hanging out with Deb Bedansky from Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Thank you.
Before we went on break, We talked about this achievement that this young lady received, you know, a huge recognition. And my question to you was if you felt, and maybe I was wrong in this thinking, but that maybe there was a, it wasn't covered as it should have been because there's a certain level of ignorance as to what that is.
I think that there is some truth to that. Unfortunately, this is not an award that's given frequently in this area. The Gold Award is a very, very prestigious award. Our young ladies are putting in hundreds of service hours. They need to develop the projects. They need to have the projects approved. They are given an outside mentor who works with them to ensure that their project has a very, very broad reach and that it is impactful to their community in the way that they expected it to be. This past year, the young lady, as I mentioned earlier, Elizabeth, who comes from Orange County, New York, she is a
girl power.
Absolutely. She's a Gold Award recipient. So she's now a Gold Award Girl Scout, and she has won that very, very top award in Girl Scouting. And as part of that, her project and her service project was prepared and presented to our national convention, to our national group, and they reviewed it, and they reviewed thousands of applications. And she is one of 10 in the country who is now recognized as the National Young Woman of Distinction. So we are so tremendously proud to have that award recognized by one of our own.
And here in Orange County. Right.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations, Elizabeth.
Absolutely. She's done a terrific job, and we're thrilled that her work and her service project, which was around bees, was recognized.
Well, bees are important. You know what? That is a big buzz.
Yes.
Pun intended. So let me ask you a question here. I know that a lot of times, and this is, again, might be a little bit of a hot topic, a little controversial, but a lot of times when you talk about recognition for these types of services, when you mention that a young man reached the level of eagle, it is like a big deal. And everybody's like, oh, he's an Eagle Scout. Yes, he's an Eagle Scout. You know, but it doesn't quite resonate the same when they say this young lady, she won her gold award as a Girl Scout.
Yes.
What do you think, Lee, where does that inequality, I don't want to use that word for lack of a better word.
But it is,
but
true.
Okay, so I didn't want to put it out there.
There is a sense that it's, A, it's not as well recognized at this point in time. We're certainly going to do everything we can to change that.
Okay.
Because the effort, the time, and the impact of these projects, these service projects that these young ladies put forward to do is as impactful as anything. And it needs to be recognized. At the end of their service project, when they're given this award, they have demonstrated superb leadership skills, that their commitment to their communities is there, and it's demonstrated through their service projects. So clearly these programs are on equal stature, and there's no reason that it should not be as easily recognized in our society. And I hope as we continue to recognize in our culture the importance of women, and we bring women up to that equal stature, and there is no difference between the genders, that will change.
I hope so, too.
But we're not quite there yet.
We're almost there. We're getting there.
We're
working hard towards it.
Yes.
I want to see, I know that working in my previous job, you know, the Eagle Scout was always recognized either in the local newspaper and just everywhere. And I want to be able to see that same amount of recognition of all the young ladies with their, you know, in whatever our local newspapers are showing constantly, just as constantly that they show the Eagle Scout recipients.
Right. So, coming up in November 18th over in Peekskill, we will have our Silver Award recipients. And we do one ceremony for all of our girls, and we bring them all together. We kind of like that sisterhood aspect again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we will bring them all together. That's for the Silver Award, which is the level underneath that. But then we'll come back again in March, and we'll be up in Poughkeepsie.
Okay.
And we'll be up at the Grandview. And we'll come over and talk with you.
All right, good.
Because we'll have our Gold Award ceremony
yes.
going on. And we'll have our 100-plus young ladies all receiving their Gold Awards.
I plan to be there. I'm putting it on my calendar. Wait, well, is it before or after Costa Rica?
I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and check.
You'll have to let me know. But you definitely.
We'll have you there in spirit if you're in Costa Rica.
So let me ask you a question. Recently, there has been some news.
There was a very...
Is it okay for me to ask
absolutely.
About?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the Boy Scouts have made it that they're now going to be accepting girls into the Boy Scouts.
Correct.
What is your thinking on that?
We were actually very disappointed.
Okay.
And it's ironic because the feedback I've gotten from a number of different individuals, including Boy Scouts, is a very similar response. Mm. But the bottom line is this. We're very, very proud of not just what the Girl Scout program offers, but there's demonstrated success that the way the program is designed, which is being led by the girls, it's built around the girls. Our girls are the main character in our program. Mm-hmm. Everything we are doing is focused on, is it working for them? Is it helping them? Is it being successful for them as girls? They're mm-hmm. not the second, they're not a secondary player.
Okay.
They're not a, and we also include, they are it. They're front and center. So we're very proud of what the Girl Scout program offers. We will continue to keep it as a program that is specific in terms of being a single gender program. Mm-hmm. It will be just girls. It's a very open program. We have for a number of years taken in girls. We will look to girls if they're not financially able, girls of all ethnic backgrounds, and help to make sure that the programs work within their communities and their cultures as well, mm-hmm. because it is so important to keep those elements in place. So we're very happy with what the Girl Scout program does. We are very comfortable in terms of how successful it is in terms of building girls of character mm-hmm. and making them leaders for tomorrow. So with that said, we have nothing to change within our program. We recognize in today's world, families and young girls are looking at any number of activities to also be part of, whether it's sports, whether it's music, whether it's robotics. There's a lot of activities out there. It's a very, very busy world for them. We hope that we can help them to make Girl Scouting a part of their lives because it helps them mm-hmm. as they move forward. It's really, and it's interesting because research has shown as girls hit that middle school age where it can be very stressful, very difficult
so
for
them.
So
many changes going on.
And everything's, yes. Mm-hmm. Girl Scouting program has several elements within it that helps to buffer some of those pieces mm-hmm. And helps them to overcome and to have a greater comfort level. Whether it's just simply having the Girl Scout troop environment that they can feel successful in. We also have an option for young ladies who may be very busy in a lot of ways, or just for personal reasons, choose to do the scouting program individually. Mm-hmm. They can continue. They don't have to be part of a troop if it works better for them to work individually as a Juliet, it's called. So they can continue on an individual path if that's what they're comfortable with. But then we have a lot of club activities as well. We have the Techno Chicks, mm-hmm. and that's three programs. It's progressively aged so that they become involved in robotics.
Oh,
and it really yeah. is. They did a great demonstration for us over in Fishkill about a month ago. And it was so much fun to watch them set up their robots and get everything going. Mm-hmm. And they do all of the work from the ground up. So there's a lot of different opportunities for girls, whether you're interested in outdoor activities. I was at Camp Wendy, which is up in Ulster County in Walk Hill, New York, just a few weeks ago for Girl Fest. And it was wonderful to have they have a very, very beautiful climbing wall with several high rope elements that are available. And the girls were up there. They were trying new things and they're encouraged to try them and to be successful in them.
I think that it's important for people to understand and have an awareness of what's actually provided for these young ladies in the Girl Scouts program, because, you know, I think maybe those that are ignorant in what is offered may think, well, it's a girly kind of thing, you know. But in reality, it sounds to me like as people get to know more about it, that it is very empowering. There are things, activities that you're involved in. You just mentioned robotics and sports and being active. And so all these things that they may think, well, maybe now that the Boy Scouts lets them in, maybe they'll have an opportunity to do things like the boys can do. But the reality is
they always had that,
you know? And so I don't know if it's a matter of the Boy Scouts coming up, arriving to this decision, if they were thinking, well, this is our way of inclusion, or, you know, what exactly they thought it was it going to in helping bring up their numbers, or, you know, maybe someone requested, hey, why can't my girl join your Boy Scouts? So, I mean, I don't know a lot of what happened.
I can't speak for why they made their decision, mm-hmm. or what was driving their decision, and I wouldn't presume to do so.
Right.
From my perspective, I think it's more important for us to stay focused on the program that we offer, which is Girl Scouting, mm-hmm. and how successful it is. Because we don't really see a reason for us to make any changes at this time.
Good, good. And you know what? A lot of things, the techno chicks, that sounds like so much fun.
Whether it's, or the kamikaze canoers.
Oh, excuse me.
There's another one there. There's another choral group.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of different activities. I think it goes back to the very simple statement, it's girl-led. Mm-hmm. So the activities and the programs that we are able to offer and support are basically following what the girls are telling us they're looking for and what they need.
Okay, so we're going to take a little break. When we come back, I want to mention a couple more of these programs that are available through the Girl Scouts. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
The cast of A Bad Mom's Christmas takes over The Price is Right.
Look at how excited you're getting from the name tags even. I gotta tell you.
I'm saving this for forever.
From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Nancy O'Dell with the ET Radio Minute.
Come on down!
Monday, the cast of A Bad Mom's Christmas invades CBS Television City in Hollywood. The girls take over the network's iconic game show, The Price is Right.
So much energy in here. Yeah. Everyone's freaking out, and it's, like, palpable. So it really revs you up.
For the record, since I was, like, 14, I said that I learned English by watching Price is Right.
The three bad moms, Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Katherine Hahn, got a chance to try their luck as Price is Right models for the day. And host Drew Carey tells ET that they may have missed their calling.
They were great, man. They had a lot of energy. They were super fun. Had just the right attitude for Price is Right. Didn't take it, you know, too seriously. It's all about having fun here, so they fit right in.
And it would appear that all three stars had a great time helping the Price is Right contestants win big.
Wasn't this amazing?
It was fun for me.
I'm still a little bit like, what just happened? Yeah. This was incredible.
But it wasn't just the contestants who were winners. The entire studio audience got a special treat, an advanced screening of the film, where the three stars deal with all that holiday stress and pressure.
Bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
The bad moms!
Yeah. The special edition of The Price is Right airs Monday on CBS. And A Bad Mom's Christmas hits theaters November the 1st. From the Entertainment Tonight newsroom in Hollywood, I'm Nancy O'Dell.
After nearly a decade of working together in the fight against breast cancer, this year the NFL and American Cancer Society are broadening the scope of their efforts to tackle multiple types of cancer. Learn more about the expanded Crucial Catch Initiative and access The Defender, a new digital tool that provides personalized tips on reducing your cancer risk at NFL.com/crucialcatch.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis,
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
Dawson Motors, Warwick's largest and oldest independent automotive facility, has been family-owned and operated for over 33 years. Their service department can professionally repair any model of car, van, or truck with certified service technicians and the latest computer diagnostic equipment. They offer tire, wheel, and battery sales, four-wheel alignments, New York State inspections, Saturday service appointments, a free customer shuttle, and also accept all major credit cards. The Dawson Motors sales department is equally impressive. All pre-owned vehicles are hand-selected by the Dawson family and thoroughly checked over and serviced. They take trade-ins, provide easy financing, and offer extended warranties on all qualified pre-owned vehicles. The car buying experience at Dawson's is truly stress-free, relaxed, and enjoyable. Call Dawson Motors today at 845-986-8558 or visit them at 45 Oakland Avenue in Warwick or online at dawsonmotors.com.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. Join me for Ask Dr. Phil.
we're going to talk about what's important in your life. So listen up and start a change reaction in your life today. You're worth it.
Weekdays at 1:30.
WTBQ Weather.
A nice fall afternoon in progress for the area. Bright sunshine, highs topping out in the lower 60s. For tonight, it'll be mainly clear, overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine tomorrow, some more clouds by afternoon, breezy and mild, near 65 or so. Then look for showers to arrive late Saturday night and eventually become a steady and heavy rain on Sunday with gusty winds as well. In the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ken Elliott.
WTBQ.
Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I want to remind everyone that we are live. If you want to give us a call at 845-651-1110. If you have a question about the Girl Scouts, Deb Budansky's been hanging out with me, Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. When we went on break, we were talking about all the programs and the cool names attached to those programs.
Those are some of our clubs.
Techno-chicks.
Yes, yes. But you and I actually know most of our Girl Scouting program through the traditional troop pathways. So you start off, or you may consider starting off as a very young lady in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. That would be our daisies. Mm-hmm. They absolutely are wonderful, so energetic. I don't think anybody can out-talk them, seriously. And then for many of them, they'll continue to move on into brownies, and then our juniors, our cadets, our seniors, ambassadors, and then, as we like to say, an adult Girl Scout as well. Yeah. So think about that as well. Some of the programs that we offer, you and I talked a little bit about how we have several outdoor programs, mm-hmm. Badges, activities, facilities, so that the girls can experience the outdoors. Another area that we've been very, very focused on and we've expanded continually is the new STEAM programs. Science, technology, engineering, art.
I've heard of that.
Okay. Mathematics.
And mathematics, right.
Yes. Steam. So they have lots of new badges and activities and programs designed to give the girls those experiences as well. We can continue on also with our entrepreneurship programs.
Fabulous.
Remember those cookies?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Who can forget those cookies?
Ever. That's all anybody ever
we
asks.
We try to run away from that, but you can't.
You can't. So when we have that great product that we will feature for Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson, that will come up in February. As we get ready with the girls around that, that's their money-earning activity. That's how they can earn the money for their trips, like Costa Rica or wherever else they're going and all their activities. It's all designed around enhancing their entrepreneur and their financing skills, mm-hmm. so that they understand what it means to run their little business, to have their sales, to have all of the activities, and keep track of where they are within their budgets. So wonderful activities. We love the cookies, but we also love the programs and skills that are behind that asset and how they develop those.
That's fabulous.
And then we continue on with all the various life skills mm-hmm. that the girls are learning about, experiencing, trying. It's not just learning, it's trying and experiencing those that helps to make them so successful as they continue on as leaders today.
That's, you know, it's amazing because it gives them an opportunity, of course, to try different things to get out of their own, get out of their shell,
right.
Explore, discover, just do different things and maybe learn something about themselves that they didn't know was within them.
Absolutely. Even if it's something as simple as, for example, the high ropes activities, mm-hmm. the young ladies, they're so empowered when they succeed at something that they were first a little, I don't think so. I don't know if that's for me. Mm-hmm. And then they go through the experience and they're like so empowered. And they realize that they really can do this.
And you have your sisters there cheering you on
always,
and just
always
supporting
covering
you.
Your back.
Yeah. You know, and it's great because you take that, like I mentioned before, you take that with you throughout your, as you're growing and evolving and becoming a woman, those experiences, you take them with you.
Always.
Always. So let me ask you, inquiring minds wants to know, what's your favorite cookie?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. It is not the Thin Mint. Nothing against the Thin Mints, which is our number one seller. mine is probably Oh my goodness.
I'm going to tell you.
There's so many.
I love the Samoas.
You're a Samoa.
I'm okay. A Samoa. I love coconut. You put coconut in front of me on anything.
And
I
see, I'm the do-si-do because that's the chocolate. That's the chocolate and oatmeal. Yeah.
When does the cookies come out?
February.
Listen, people.
I'll be there. I'll bring you the Girl Scout troops and they'll be all right there.
But I can't have too many cookies. I need to make it to Costa Rica.
You'll walk it off there. Yeah, don't worry.
So, we have a lot of things that are happening and going on with the Girl Scouts. Let's walk us through some of the things as a development director that you are working on.
We have activities within the girls going on all the time. We always tell everybody, go to the website, girlscoutshh.org, mm-hmm. and check out both the calendar, the connections, all of the programs, activities that are on. But the other thing is, I'm so excited that we'll be part of the Chamber Show tomorrow.
Yes.
In the Galleria. So Girl Scouts will have a table there. And we're going to be there primarily to talk to people who are interested in becoming Girl Scouts, people who might have a question or two about volunteering to serve as a leader or an assistant leader, what it takes, what do I need to do. Mm-hmm. I do recall back in the day when I was a young mom and somebody said, oh, won't you be a Girl Scout leader? And I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. Like, that's a lot of work, and that's a lot of, and somebody else said, yeah, we'll help you. And that's true. Even as young adults, it's a great activity. It's a great way to become involved with your daughters, learn a lot of skills yourself. It was how I became trained, certified as a trainer, and got to learn a lot of other professional development skills. Never realized I'd get that through Girl Scouting, mm-hmm. but I did. And it's a wonderful program as well. So we'll be there to talk to both the adults and the girls about the program, signing up. Anybody who's interested, has any questions, by all means, stop by. And we thank the Chamber for giving us this opportunity to be at the Galleria for the day.
Oh, it's going to be excellent. We have a bunch of people that signed up to be there. I'll remind everyone that it is the B2C Expo, and we're having it at the Galleria Crystal Run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, stop on by, see who's setting up. It's going to be at the Center Court. So mm-hmm. check out the Girl Scouts booth and everyone else that's going to be there. It's supposed to be a great event and a lot of information to gather and just learn about the businesses that are out there for the consumer.
In addition to being available with information, we'll have some adults who will be there. They can actually register and sign your girls up right there at the booth. We will also have some of our items from the retail store. So we
won't
have. Oh,
what is that? I don't know what a retail store is.
Cookies. Well, we actually sell a lot of the uniform pieces, a lot of our Girl Scout branded items.
Oh, okay.
So those will all be available. For the girls, they're always fun mm-hmm. to pick up their little items. But for some of the parents, it may be more convenient for them to come by and see what we have in terms of the uniforms and all of their badge work and material. And they may want to do their shopping there as well.
So let me, before we came on the air, I was thanking you because of your previous life, you...
My other role.
Your other role in life, and you helped me in this other part of my life, which I am one of the co-founders of the Hudson Valley Fiesta Latina that we do every year at the Museum Village. Mm-hmm. And you were a huge supporter from the very beginning to help us with sponsorship for the Hudson Valley Fiesta Latina. And I was telling you how this year we had like 2,000, almost 3,000 people show up. It was fantastic. It was amazing. We had such a wonderful time. And it's support from people like you that believe in our initiative and what our mission is. And you mentioned that the Girl Scouts are looking to get more involved in being more diverse and bringing in more culture.
Yes.
Cultural awareness.
So we do have a full on board Hispanic initiative as part of our organization at Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson, because we recognize that in serving seven counties, it is a very diverse community that we serve. So we are looking at how we're promoting our programs, how we're offering our programs to make sure that we are inclusive in what we are providing for them. So for example, some of the elements on our website, for my role specifically, I'm fund development, so I'm now on the other side of the table, so to speak. I'm raising the funds for our
organization. Oh, I thought you said FUN. fun development.
Fun. It is fun.
Okay.
It is fun. But I'm raising funds.
Funds.
I'm doing
DS.
The fund raising. Yes. Yes. So we've published our materials on our website in English and in Spanish.
Oh, great.
So we continue to say, you know, are we communicating clearly? Are we reaching all of our communities that we want to be sure that we're offering the services and the programs to? So those are all good initiatives. We have a program coming up in the middle of November. We will be actually down in the city of Yonkers. Mm-hmm. And we're doing, it's called Community Conversations. And we will be sitting down with some of the key stakeholders within that community to talk to them about the Girl Scouting program, the concerns, the issues that are present today within our young people, specifically within the girl community. Mm-hmm. And to make sure that we are meeting their needs, that they understand what we have to offer, and continue that conversation going forward. So that's one of the programs that I'll be looking at here up here in Orange County to say to some of our communities, can we have that same type of conversation? Can we sit down with those key holders, the other youth-serving organizations, the other programs that are available, and make sure that we're all on the same page and we're meeting the needs of the girl communities today?
I want to talk more about that. We're going to take a little break. We're going to talk a little bit more about that because I'm very intrigued by that. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Warwick Press is your full-service digital print shop. When it has to look its best, trust Warwick Press with your business cards, newsletters, letterheads, event calendars, and more. They can gloss UV coat your project, do spiral and saddle stitch binding, and lamination, too. Let Warwick Press do your posters and banners, trade show graphics, and displays. Warwick Press, 33 South Street. All major credit cards accepted. Call 986-9846. That's 986-9846.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-799-2745. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-799-2745. That's 1-800-799-2745. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-799-2745.
State Farm, in the Clock Tower on Main Street in Warwick. One stop for all your business and personal insurance and financial services. Life, home, auto, disability, or business insurance, as well as banking and retirement planning. Call 986-7100 or come in and meet the team.
Imagine giving wings to your dreams. Hi, this is Christine Rolando, founder of the SOAR Professional Women's Conference. Join inspiring women on Friday evening, October 27th, 6 p.m. for a VIP reception. Saturday, October 28th, sign up for an all-day conference with medical and media panelists, workshops, and 24 vendors. Soar to new heights at Mineral Springs Spa in Vernon, New Jersey. To register or for more information, go to soar2017.org.
Here are the official rules for all contests on WTBQ. You must be at least 16 years of age to win. At least 18 for concerts and sporting events. Other WTBQ restrictions may apply. You may win only once in any particular contest and may win only one call-in contest every 30 days. We allow only one winner per family in any particular contest. All prizes must be picked up at the studios of WTBQ in between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and within 30 days or they'll be forfeited. WTBQ reserves the right to substitute prizes where necessary. Winners must show identification when picking up prizes. Out-of-state winners may choose to have a prize mailed at their own cost and risk. In the case of concerts and sporting events, tickets must be picked up at least 48 hours prior to the event. Any added cost or tax incurred as a result of winning is the sole responsibility of the winner. All calls made to WTBQ may be recorded and broadcast. Winners' recorded voices or photos may be used for publicity, and names and addresses may be made available to contest sponsors. TBQ.
WTBQ.
Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I've had the pleasure of hanging out today with Deb Adamski from Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. Thank you, Deb, for being here with me.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
Thank you. It's beautiful here in the village of Warwick, and it's always a blast to come here and do WTVQ and talk to very interesting. I learned so much from everybody that comes here, and I talk about it for weeks on end about how excited and all the things that I learned. And I've learned so much about Girl Scouts. And I think I have to tell you that one of the reasons why I may have not been a Girl Scout was my mom, she didn't speak English, you know, so she didn't know anything about the program. We lived in the Bronx, and I don't think that there was something that was ever something that she learned about.
Right.
You know, so I like the fact that you guys are taking this Latino initiative and you're being more inclusive. And because there are parents out there that the kids may say, well, I want to join Girl Scouts because, of course, they're learning about it through schools and their peers. But the parents may not necessarily understand what it's about and what it entails and what it involves.
Right.
So being able to communicate that to the families of Latino that don't necessarily understand or speak English, so that the girls can also have the same opportunities and chances as all the other girls.
All the other girls.
Right.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond the cultural aspects of the language barriers, perhaps. It goes deeper than that. So we want to make sure that when we put together the programs that we are being culturally sensitive, that we are not crossing or creating any additional barriers needlessly in terms of how the programs may be positioned, how or when they're offered. So it really is talking about looking at all of the communities. So whether it's communities that may have financial concerns, we will look at ways that we can perhaps offer scholarships. We do fund programs and memberships for any number of girls. One of the great programs that I'm running right now is looking for people who are willing to, we call, give a girl a membership. So for you to be a Girl Scout member, it's $25 a year. That's the membership fee that covers your entrance, your program fees. So we talk to other communities and other people to say, can you help us out? Because we have hundreds of girls that aren't able to cover that fee. They aren't able to pay that initial fee. And we want to make sure they're still involved in
that
Girl Scouting.
To be honest with you, that would have been me. You know, I came very poor, homeless at times, and there was just no way that my mom could ever afford to do something like that for me. So to have that in place now, how do people donate, or how do they, when you're fundraising, what are ways that people can assist in making the programs available to young ladies?
So we have on our website, girlscoutshh.org, we do have the donate button. And when you click on there, you can see give a girl a membership, go right online, and you can pay for a membership for a girl. We also have our Fund Her Success initiative, which we drive throughout the year to talk to our other families and friends to say, we want to make sure that we're covering and offering programs to girls no matter what the concerns are. So we have that campaign as well that goes on throughout the year. We'll have a few other fun campaigns. We have a camp competition going on.
What?
We have two big camps where girls have gone to camp over the summers.
Okay.
And we'll be engaging those former campers and having a little bit of a competition between the two to see who can raise. And those funds will go back into those camps, obviously, in those facilities. So there's some other fun ways. We go up all the way up to our leadership luncheon that'll be coming up in March, which will be held down in Westchester. Very, very nice luncheon. And then, of course, we have right up here in Orange County our tribute to Women of Achievement.
Yes.
And that's another great fundraiser that we will have that will help support our programs throughout the year.
Wait, hold on a second. You just blew my mind for a minute here, because I didn't know that the tribute for
is Girl Scouts and the
YWCA. But yes. I didn't know that the whole tribute was fundraising towards that goal.
Both.
Wow. You know what? I didn't know that at all.
The whole time that tribute has been going on, those were the two charities of choice. It was split between Girl Scouts and it's split between the YW.
And it's a wonderful tribute.
It
it's done. It's always beautifully done. I enjoyed being a part of it. I was extremely honored to be a part of it. And to see the young lady that gets, you know, the woman of the future and everything. I mean, it's just an exciting program. And again, the sisterhood that comes out of it is you create these bond with women that you've probably never met before. And next thing you know, you're sisters for life. Well,
it goes across industries, which is really nice. So yes, to your point, it might be someone in healthcare. It may be someone who else is in business, communications, any number of different industries. And it's a chance, really wonderful opportunity for that point in time to really acknowledge and recognize their achievements, which is important in our communities.
Well, I want to say thank you once again to my best friend for nominating me and for the committee that picked me for that year. And I have my picture proudly from the Times Herald Record, yep. Orange Magazine, proudly in my office. And I talk about it all the time.
We didn't have the Orange Magazine back.
Oh, it was fabulous.
But it's you know what? No matter how it was presented, yes. Or because there's been differences over the years, it's still very special.
And I wear my pin all the time. Whenever I have a black blazer, I wear my pin all the time because it was a great honor to just be a part of something this amazing. Mm-hmm. So there are locations. Give us a couple of locations for the Girl Scouts.
We serve, as I said, the seven counties.
Right.
So we have our office up in Kingston. We have an office in Middletown, New York. We have the office that's in New City down in Rockland County. We also have the office down in Westchester, down in Pleasantville. And then, of course, up we're in Poughkeepsie. We have our office there. So we have our regional offices throughout the regions. All of those offices also have a retail shop for those parents that or girls that need to pick up something at the last minute. You, of course, can always shop online.
Oh.
Always shop online.
Who doesn't love shopping online?
Always shop online. And again, just using our website as well.
Awesome. So, and give us again, I know you're going to be at the expo tomorrow. You have a booth. You're going to be having your retail shop there, all kinds of information for people to learn more about the Girl Scouts. Again, it's going to be at the gallery at Center Court tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., so make sure to stop by. But give us the website again.
GirlScoutsHH.org.
And again, and this is going to be, you have, tell us, I want to make sure that people are aware, your gold award, you have your silver and your gold. Tell us
we have, actually you can go from the bronze to the silver to mm-hmm. the gold award. And as a Girl Scout, you're involved in earning your badges. You can go through the various journeys depending on what your interests, your specialties are, what you want to learn or try it all out. Even better yet, try it all out.
Right. So we have, you said March is for gold. When was
March will be when we will do the presentation for the gold awards.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the silver is coming up in just a few weeks, November 18th, and that'll be over in Peekskill.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. The Girl Scouts, for those that aren't aware, is it a not-for-profit?
Girl Scouting, it is not-for-profit. Yep. We are a 501c3.
Okay. So your donations are tax-deductible?
Correct.
Okay. Great. I mean, I just want to make sure people go out there. You know, you're going to go in there. They're going to go into your website. They're going to donate towards, you know, helping a girl out there become a Girl Scout. And so it's important for them to know, you know, you're making a donation not only for a great cause, but it's also tax deductible.
Absolutely.
And it is a not-for-profit organization. Mm-hmm. Just for those that are, how long has Girl Scouts been around?
Girl Scouts has been around for 106 years now.
106 years.
Yes.
And it will continue.
And it will continue.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Keeps evolving, keeps getting better every year. It's amazing. It's such a pleasure having you here with me today. I learned so much.
And I'm happy to be connected again with the Chamber.
Yes. Yay. I learned so much. Like I said, I wasn't a Girl Scout, but you know, I've learned so much through the years about Girl Scouts and the program and what's offered. And you just blew my mind with the whole tribute thing. I almost kind of feel like I'm connected somewhere.
You are connected.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I am actually part of this sisterhood, people. So we will put out more information, of course, of what's going on with the Girl Scouts through the Chamber website and the Chamber member blast. It goes out. So every time Girl Scouts have something going on, they send us the information and the Chamber will share it. But
absolutely.
You can always go again into your website. Give them to them one more time.
GirlScoutsHH.org.
And you can learn more about the Girl Scouts. And
Girl
don't
Scouts,
forget.
Part of the Hudson.
That's right. Don't forget. Expo tomorrow, Galleria, Center Court, 10 to 3 p.m. Hang out with us in the Chamber and the Girl Scouts and all the other vendors that are going to be part of the B2C for 2017. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you. Have a nice weekend. See you next Friday.